Naming your business can be a really tough task. There are so many factors that come to play in ensuring the name you choose best reflects who you are, what your business does, and how you serve others. Some businesses take this decision lightly, and a few pull it off. Others spend lots of time getting into the smallest details to come up with a unique and clever name. The question is, however, how do you come up with the right name? Let's explore this thought together. Let's get started.
Listening to the Business Growth Podcast by Brand Shouter. With each episode, we provide tips, tricks, and conversation geared towards helping your business succeed. It's time to get creatively smart. Now, here's your host, Dan Erickson.
Hey, I hope you're all having a great day today. I am trying something new and doing a podcast episode with my door open. A train is going by. So you may or may not hear that noise, and who else knows what you might hear in the background as I talk. But I wanted to spend some time. So this is kind of a subject I've been dealing with actually quite a bit lately with a couple with a new client of mine, with an existing client of mine, and with a client slash business adventure that I'm involved in. Is the subject of choosing a name for your business. It's funny, something so small, so seemingly trivial, is actually such a big deal. I look at the big brands. You know, you got Nike and Reebok and Starbucks and Nordstrom. I'm in the Pacific Northwest, so all the big brands I'm thinking of are probably based up here for the most part. What are those names? I mean, Starbucks, you know, there's a nautical, mythological nautical theme behind that. And Nike, and I'm sure there's real good reasons behind all these names, but they're kind of silly names. And yet there's tons of other businesses that do well that have very, very utilitarian names. Take Brand Shouter, for example. Our name's very utilitarian. What do? We help you shout your brand. So I figured, you know, last podcast I talked about rebranding. This is a little bit more on the side of initial branding. This is, what is your business going to be called? And of course, with Brand Shouter, I had to go through this with previous businesses and little side ventures I've done in the current times. I've had to do this. I wanted to pick on this new company that I formed with a client of mine who's also a friend, and kind of use it as an example of the process that we went through on choosing a name. And I want to delve into a few questions related to choosing a name for your business. So we started, let's start here with that new business venture that we've taken off on here. We built an online training course for teaching people to paint with acrylic paints. It's a pretty cool system. It works really well. The video is ultra high quality. The gentleman that I'm doing with it is a great instructor and a really intelligent guy and a very good artist. With that, We kind of came to the idea of what we wanted to do, kind of made our agreement and got to work. And the first question is, what do we call this thing? You know, we got to develop a little bit of branding to get moving. So we thought it through, and ultimately we came down to the decision it should be called Acrylic University. Now, that decision wasn't made easily. It seems like an easy answer after all said and done, but there was a lot of debate and a lot of time involved in choosing that name. There's all the extraneous things too, like is the web URL available? If not, what's the best one you can get? And sometimes that can kill the name, especially if you're an online business like Acrylic University is. That could literally destroy the name ideas that you come up and you'd have to go back to the drawing board. So let's ask a few questions. First off, when you're trying to figure out your branding, the first question you need to ask yourself is, what do you sell or what do you do? Let's, you know, look at Acrylic University, for example. It is an online training course for using acrylic paint. So acrylic and university online courses, sounds kind of university-esque. And I'm hoping that background noise isn't too distracting. I thought it'd be fun to add a little bit of outside happenings to the podcast, but hopefully the mic isn't picking it up like my ears are. Anyhow, so the name seems to really fit with what we were trying to accomplish. And so that was, you know, just kind of pick on our name a little bit to show how we got there. It really, really strongly targets the what do you do, what do you sell part of this question. So if you sell, let's say you sell knitted boots for children, seems like a very niche market. You know, maybe you are just a sweet old lady, and so maybe it's grandma's boot knitting or grandma's knitted boots or something to that effect. And you've got a name that really appeals to your target, and it also talks about what you do, or in this case, what are you selling? Which I just touched on. The next question is, who is your target? So for Acrylic University, our goal was to target people that wanted to learn, people that wanted to learn how to paint, who wanted to have good instruction. They wanted to have a great instruction, actually. They wanted to have different things that they can print out and use. They wanted to have a full-time professional artist teaching them. And so the word university seemed to appeal to what we were trying to target. We're also trying to target people who want to paint with acrylics. So once again, being a little redundant here, that's our target. People who want to learn from the best how to paint with acrylics. And so we felt Acrylic University kind of played to what we're trying to accomplish. The next question is, should your name be witty or should it be normal? So I think of like the photo site Flickr, for example, which has kind of undergone quite a few changes lately. But Flickr was started as a place to, you know, hold your photos, show off your photos. And so Flickr has this sound of like a camera, camera clicking type deal. But then the way it was spelled, the branding was kind of almost a witty brand. It was more than just, you know, say, Starbucks, who has a mermaid, which is kind of more plain into the name, which honestly, Starbucks name doesn't really seem to fit any of these branding categories. And you're going to find some of the big businesses, they don't always work this way. Some of the small businesses don't always work this way. You'll have businesses that mistake and happen on success, because the truth is you can have success regardless of your name. And this is something to keep in mind while picking. Don't get too caught up on the detail, because you could pick an amazing name and go out of business, and you could pick a horrible name and be successful, because it's really about your business more than it is about the name. That said, your name can really help and really play a part. So you could be witty or, I consider Brand Shouter to be kind of a bit witty. It plays to the shouting your brand, or in other words, communicating what it is you do to the world. So that in my mind is a bit witty, whereas Acrylic University is not witty at all. I mean, somebody may interpret the university part as slightly witty, but honestly, it's made to be very straightforward and very targeted and focused on who it is that we are targeting as clients and on what we're offering them. The last question I wrote down, and there's plenty of questions you can ask. I want to keep these podcasts to a snackable size where you can take them and kind of take some action on what you're hearing. The next thing that I would ask is, should your company name contain keywords or should it be unique? So something like Brand Shouter is actually a pretty keyword centric name, because we are a branding company. So putting the word brand in there is pretty powerful. And Shouter, you know, gives it a bit of a uniqueness, but it's still pretty keyword heavy. It's really focused on our target. Acrylic University is the same. It is a e-learning course for learning to paint with acrylics. And it follows that same keyword-centric naming model. Once again, looking at these, you know, bigger companies, let's pick a different one. Well, I just had lunch today at the Mod Pizza here in Stanwood. It was delicious, and Mod Pizza is becoming a pretty popular chain. Mod is kind of a unique, and I'm guessing it stands for modified or modifications. I don't even know that as a fact, but it's a little unique. Like, nobody's going to go online and search for Mod Pizza without actually knowing the brand exists. On the other hand, pizza is very keyword centric. That's what you buy is pizza. It's pretty straightforward. You know, trying to think of other examples, just kind of going once again back up to the big guys. You got like Nike. Nike is not keyword driven. It is now because their brand is so big and so powerful that people search for Nike. But when, you know, if I started a new business today called Nike, my business name is not going to help me find clients, and it's not going to help clients figure out what I do. I'm going to have to rely on other marketing to do that. So you need to make the decision between how does your name fit who you are, how does your name display you to your potential clients, and is there something clever about your name that makes it sticky? Or is your name just so obvious what you do that it's sticky in that regard? So a new client that I'm actually going to be working with here shortly, they're getting ready to start a new business. And they actually have just chosen a name. And I don't want to get into too much detail because I don't want to ruin any confidentiality yet. But, well, yet. I don't ever want to ruin confidentiality. But I'm not able to be speaking plainly yet. But their name is really cool because it is a mixture. Like, it is a one-word mixture of unique and keywords. It does definitely say what they do. It appeals to their target. I'm actually pretty impressed with the name they came up with, and that's before they even chatted with me. And there goes the train in the background again, if you can hear it. So that's about it. I really wanted to take, I think so many people make a big deal out of their business name. And I've literally spent days chatting with people about different business name ideas. And ultimately, the conversation gets to be so long and so ridiculous that you end up almost running into, you settle on something, which is generally really, really good, but you feel like you're settling, or you waste so much time and end up being frustrated because you can't find that name that just clicks with everybody. And I think that the point I want to drive home is this. You want your name to answer the four questions I asked. What is it that you sell or do? Who is your target? Do you want it to be witty or do you want it to be normal? And lastly, does it contain any keywords or are you going for something just absolutely unique? The reality is there isn't a wrong answer on any of those. Some of them are more beneficial in some ways than others, but you can grow a successful business called Nike. You can also grow a successful business called Mod Pizza, a successful business called United Parcel Service. I mean, that's about as keyword driven and kind of stoic as you get in a name. Yet now they go by UPS and it's kind of witty and clever, but it's really the same thing. Your name does not define your company and what it does, but it definitely is a connector to people's minds. And so you want to think that through. Come up with something good that reflects all of those questions. And once you've done that, you are ready to get moving on building your brand under that name.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on your favorite podcasting service. For more information on Brand Shouter and our services, visit us at brandshouter.com.